Welcome back to Revive Nations podcast. Revive Nations is a global ministry with one mission: to raise an army of Jesus lovers around the world. Prepare your heart to receive something fresh from the voice of God, Prophet Shaiju Matthew, and be revived, renewed, and restored.
Let me show you this. There was a man at the pool of Bethesda. He was paralyzed for how many years? 38 years. 38 years he's paralyzed. How old was Jesus? Probably be around 31, 32 years old. 32-year-old young man is now facing a 38-year-old demon. Who is the senior here? The spirit of Jesus existed before that 38-year-old ailment. Demons must bow down to you. Because when they see you, it is not you that is coming. It is not you that is coming. The one who created time lives inside of you. So I'm telling you, you hear a word like this, don't tell me your spirit is not being transformed. As you go back home, you are going to be the deliverer of your house. Daniel, you might be like a young man, but you will be the deliverer of your nation. God is looking at some people and say, you look young. And looks like demons that has been creating havoc in your family has been fighting you for a long time. But prophetically, I'm telling you, even the demons that has been bothering your father will begin to now bow down to the grace of God that is on you. On you. I'm prophesying. What I just said was a prophecy. I am seeing that some young people, you're going to go home and you are going to capture the demon that your father could not capture. The demon that your mother could not be freed from. Some of you are going to become the deliverers in your house. Oh, I like what Gabriel said. I am Gabriel. That's the point where the high priest is doubting. How is this going to happen? I'm too old. How is this going to happen? Gabriel does not give an answer. What does he say? He says, I am Gabriel. I stand before the Almighty. That's the answer. Because Gabriel was very insulted. When you read that scripture, you're not hearing the tone. I think Gabriel was angry. That is why he said, you know, I'm going to make you dumb. You shouldn't talk too much. You are allowed. Some churches, you would have a bigger revival if you can make some people dumb. It's a true story. I'm laughing, but it's a reality. Some revivals are cancelled by your tongue. So you're looking at Gabriel. He's looking at unbelief. And he's saying, he's not even responding to his question. He says, you know, I am Gabriel. I stand before the Almighty. I stand before the presence of God. You are looking at a man who stands before the presence of God. And you are asking the question, how is this going to happen? In other words, what Gabriel is saying, that this is a question coming from ignorance. You should never meet a man who is standing in the presence of God and doubt that he's able to unlock your womb. And you can never look at a woman that stands before the presence of God and doubt that she will say something and it will not happen. For those who are not getting what I'm saying, look at your neighbor and say, by the way, he's talking about you now. I'm talking about you. You who stand before the presence of God, when you say, it will happen as you say. You who stand before the presence of God, do you know what is happening to you right now? You're waiting for me to pray for you. But do you know what is happening to you right now? Right now, you that are paying attention to the spoken word of God, the prophetically uttered word of God that is coming to you. Your spirit is now being exposed to the presence of God. Yo matata rabasia. When you go home, you'll be able to look at doubting spirits and you'll be able to say, I come from the presence of Apostle Paul was able to stand up and say, guys, pay attention. None of you will die. None of you will die. Because why? There was somebody that stood before the presence of God. I said hello to him. I said hello. I had a conversation with him. I had a communication with him. I had a small chit-chat with him. He's the man who stands before the presence of God. I had a communication with him. So because of that communication, because of that exchange, I can come to you now and tell you, you didn't meet him, but you met me. You didn't get that. Paul met the angel. And he's coming to the people that did not meet an angel. And he's saying that by the reason that you are in the same ship as I am, you too will receive the grace that is on my life. You didn't see the angel, but you saw the guy who saw the angel. Ah, somebody in your family is about to be saved. They did not stand before the presence of God, but they met you that stood in the presence of God. Tonight, can you tell that you're standing before the presence of God? But God is looking at some people and is saying that you are standing here out of revelation. You know that you're going to go back with a new anointing. You know, you're not hearing another sermon. You know, if you follow our ministry, you know this very well, that we don't preach for the sake of preaching. You know you're hearing the heart of God. You know that this is a tailor-made sermon coming to you right now. That means you are standing before the presence of God. Every cell in your body is listening to the voice of God. Every part of you is being transformed right now. Child of God, when you go back, every demon must bow down to you in the name of Jesus. Would you begin to open your mouth and pray right now? Would you begin to activate your faith? Would you begin to pray in the Spirit? Would you begin to lift your voice all over this place? By faith, begin to pray. By faith, begin to pray. I am seeing angels of God appearing to people. Right now, as you're lifting a voice, I see angels of God brushing with people. Ha, ya, 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 ya. Some of you, you may not have seen it, but you can sense an anointing. Le rombrete riatosia. Le broshiante ketete. Retiam brodiando saraya. Please forget your neighbor and take authority. Ah. There. Take it. You're going to be carried by the Spirit. Oh my goodness, all over this place. The power of God is falling all over this place. In the name of Jesus, you're going to the next level right now. The grace that was on the life of Mary, may you have a portion of it in the name of Jesus. Receive it. You shall not miss God. God shall not be able to ignore you. You are locating the presence of God. My God. Take it, young people. Are you ready? Pastors, are you ready? Receive a mantle of Enoch. Receive the grace of prayer. Oh, you shall not be the same anymore. You shall carry the glory of God. Let the river flow. Let the river flow. Take it, man of God. Take it, man of God. Take it, sir. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Oh, Sataya. Take it. Membrebe. Take it. Moshelete. Ribruni. Ray. Take it. Take it, sir. Mabababababa. Take it. Mayote. Take it. The Enochian grace. Oh, Satadadadaba. Membro Jose. Mataraya. Take it. Layadada. Take it. Receive a fresh grace. I unlock your ministry. I unlock your anointing. Go to the next level. Go to the next level. I said, go to the next level. Demons that have been fighting you, open your mouth and say, in the name of Jesus, your time is up. Repeat it, repeat it. Let your eyes burn with fire. Let your eyes burn with fire. Young people, you're going to carry the presence of God. You're going to carry the presence of God. My young people, presidents shall come to you. My young people, vice presidents shall come to you. My young people, prime ministers shall come to you. Members of parliament shall come to you. In the name of Jesus, receive an impartation of Daniel right now. Where are my sisters in this place? 1, 2, 3, receive! You're going to be a terror to the enemy. I said you're going to be a terror to the enemy. The Lion of Judah roars inside of you. I don't know if you can tell, but the fire of God is burning all over you. I unlock the gift of prophecy. Begin to flow. I unlock the gift of visions. Begin to flow. Your light is going to shine bright. You spirit of depression, leave my people in Jesus' name. You spirit of anxiety, leave the people of God. You spirit of grief, leave the people of God. I'm giving you freedom. Enjoy the presence. I'm giving you the freedom. Somebody dance before the Lord. I'm giving you the freedom. Whatever the Lord is telling you to do, do it now. Father, I thank you for angels. Help your children one more time. Your eyes are opening. Your eyes are opening. Your spiritual eyes are opening. Your understanding is opening. You will not go back as a member. You're going back as a king. I said, you're not going back as a member. You're going back as a king. My God, so many encounters are taking place right now. Somebody is receiving a prophecy. I'm seeing an angel of the Lord standing next to somebody and giving them prophecy. You're thinking this is your mind, but the Lord is telling me to tell you this is not your mind. It is the Lord speaking to you. The Lord is giving you new strength. You're eating this manna and you're going to run 40 days and 40 nights. Some of you will never stop running. You're climbing up the mountain of the Lord from tonight. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Have your encounter right now. Prophesy to yourself. Child of God, prophesy to yourself. Maronde keseria. Open your mouth and prophesy to yourself. Declare, I am the Joseph in my family. Prophesy to yourself. Don't stop. Don't wait for another encounter because it's happening right now. Pain is leaving you. Hurts are leaving you. What the enemy did to destroy you for many, many years, from tonight you'll be able to forgive them. Yeah. It will be easy for you to forgive them from tonight. Yes. Grief is leaving you. You will no more cry for the wrong things. If your tear is going to fall, it is for the things of God. No more shall you cry for people that don't deserve it. People will not be able to make you cry. Your tears belong to Jesus. You're free. Your heart is free. Tonight you are delivered. I see a cherubim. I see an angel with his wings all the way, flowing all the way from heaven down into this location. I see the wings of an angel that is covering the Ark of the Covenant all the way down. It's flowing down. I see all the way into this building. The angels of the Lord are ministering. I see angels ascending and descending. I see portals have opened up in this location. Oh, Latia Manoze Kenda. Receive. Because you cannot wait for another week. You cannot wait for another conference. My God. I am seeing an angel of the Lord coming and putting a blanket like a mantle upon the pastors. Ministers of God, I see a new mantle coming upon you. An Enochian mantle is coming upon you. A new grace is locating you tonight. Meranta Brakozi Antana, ministers unto the Lord. Ay. Is there any ministers unto the Lord in this place? Ma ba ba. If you're a minister unto the Lord, get out of your seats. Love him. The angels of the Lord are here. It's such a great moment. Make contact with the presence of God. Pastors, this is your moment. Pastors, this is your time. You're going back with a new grace. The next few minutes, I want you to forget everybody, forget my voice, and begin to talk, because I'm seeing a unique sight of angels communicating with men. I see angels communicating with the people of God. You are hearing information. You're getting new revelation. You're getting new instruction. You're going back from this place with new vision, new direction, new grace. The Spirit of the Lord is sending you back with new unction. Some young people are being carried by angels. Encounter God. God is restoring the time you lost. By the way you are humbling yourself right now, the Lord says He's restoring the time that you have lost. As you're praying and as you're praising Him, He's not going to be able to ignore you anymore. I hear the Lord say, your sins are forgiven. Touch. Angels, I dispatch you to the people of God. Capture every demon that has been disturbing them. I see angels of the Lord capturing demons with a net and being carried out of your life. One thing that is happening right now is God is restoring your first love. I hear the Lord say, so many of the ministers of God, pastors, leaders, the Lord is restoring your first love. Dada is saying He wants you back. He wants His people back. He's inviting you back into the inner chambers. Do you remember those days that you didn't care about anybody? You didn't care about fame. You didn't care about branding. You didn't care about name. God is bringing you back to that place. Beloveds of the Lord are being born here tonight. You're coming back to the original purpose of ministry. Tonight, date will be written in heaven where Enochian mantle fell upon people. Tonight's date will be written where Marys that interrupt the schedules were born. Tonight the date will be written in heaven. That Daniels that stand between the visible and invisible was born. Tonight's date will be written in heaven as the night where heaven kissed the earth. You're going to go many hours looking into the eyes of God. உம்மோடு இருப்பதுதான் என் உள்ளத்தின் வாஞ்சையா. உம் சித்தம் செய்வதுதான் என் இருதயத்தின் ஏகமையா. Yeah.
Distance is not a barrier to God. RevivedNations.tv is now open to live participation to our services.